Good morning, this is CPR News, I'm Haley May. Next year's Tabor refund checks will be a lot smaller than Coloradans are used to. Residents should expect to get a refund back of between $20 and $62. That's compared to the hundreds of dollars in refunds Colorado paid in recent years. Five people were charged Monday for starting a fire in northwestern Colorado last month. The Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office hit them with felonies over their role in the Yellow Jacket fire. That blaze was extinguished after burning 35 acres just northeast of Meeker, but officials say the flames added to the challenge of fighting other, much larger fires nearby, the Lee and Elk fires. Astronomers from the West helped find a baby planet outside of our solar system. University of Arizona researchers used special telescopes and worked with scientists in Chile.
This marks the first time a growing planet outside of our solar system has been embedded in a cleared gap of a multi-ring disk of dust and gas. The detection also provides insight on the beginnings of our solar system. It's a bit like what Jupiter and Saturn would have looked like when they were 5,000 times younger. Here's U of A astronomer Laird Close speaking on PBS Arizona Horizon.
So right away, that's an interesting looking young star. It's got a big ring of dust and gas. And then you see this purple dot to the bottom there. That's the planet. That's Wisbit 2b.
Close says there is a possibility of finding other such planets.
That was Ignacio Ventura with the Mountain West News Bureau reporting. A new study suggests that climate change will lead to more cloud-to-ground lightning and therefore more wildfires. Denver 7 chief meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says accurately predicting lightning remains a challenge.
When it comes to forecasting, it's almost impossible to forecast where lightning is going to be or what cells it will be in. Typically on days when we have hail, pretty good bet you're going to have, because of the electrical charges within it and the ice that's within this, lightning. But again, forecasting in exact areas is pretty hard.
That study is published in the journal Earth's Future. And speaking of the future, expect a mild stretch of early fall. Highs on Friday rise to the 70s and 80s for much of the state. You are listening to CPR News.